So first I'm just going to do examine.
See which way your uterus is going.
That's Dr. Lillian Shapiro scooting up to her patient who's already in stirrups on the exam chair. The patient is a mother of two in her early 40s. She's here with Dr. Shapiro to get her IUD replaced.
IUD stands for intrauterine device. A speculum is put in, it goes through the cervix and stays inside the uterus.
It's a form of long-lasting birth control, and depending on the type, IUDs are effective anywhere from 3 to 10 years. Without insurance, they can cost up to $1,000. Dr. Shapiro's patient, who asked that we not use her name, has been using a 6-year device. It's called a Mirena.
I had my children, and then in between each child, I had a Mirena because it was very simple. I didn't have to worry about it. I breastfed and ran around and took care of the baby and didn't have to think about taking a pill every day.
She's having her IUD replaced a little ahead of schedule.
You know, when you talk about how things have changed or may change with healthcare, I'm a little nervous. So I thought I need to get it done now, and that way I don't have to worry about it.
Dr. Shapiro says this concern is something she's hearing from a lot of patients in the lead up to Donald Trump becoming president.
I just have my own personal anecdotal experience of 20 years compared to what I did last Saturday.
Over those 2 decades, she says she's put in about 1 or 2 IUDs a month.
And I put in 4 on Saturday.
She's actually kept her office open extra hours since the holidays just to deal with the demand. Right now, under the Affordable Care Act, the costs of contraception are covered. That's anything from birth control pills to IUDs. But that access may be about to take a hit.
Yeah, Trump has talked about repealing the Affordable Care Act, which put the birth control benefit into place.
Gretchen Borschelt is with the National Women's Law Center, a group that advocates for women's reproductive health care rights.
And we know that there are members of Congress who've made this a top priority, and the process has already been started in Congress.
Borschelt says so far, proposed plans to replace the Affordable Care Act haven't included contraceptive coverage. Planned Parenthood, another major source for birth control services, is also a target. Vice President-elect Mike Pence has led an effort to defund the organization. All of this is welcome news to Emily Mattson.
When it comes to IUDs and birth control, we've never believed that free access to those is good for women.
Mattson is with Georgia Life Alliance, an anti-abortion group.
The more contraception, the more people are having sex, and with that comes unintended consequences.
Consequences like more people potentially considering abortion, she says.
I think if there is a limitation to government-funded access to contraception, our hope is that that would move the pendulum back with our young people to be more socially and personally responsible.
No, the fact of the matter is that people are going to be having sex whether they have birth control or not.
Gretchen Borschelt again with the Women's Law Center. A 2014 study funded by the National Institute for Health is the most recent one to back her up. Researchers in St. Louis found access to free birth control did not significantly increase the amount of sex women were having. And Dr. Shapiro, the gynecologist, says it's a mistake to think contraception is just for reckless youth.
So I think a lot of people picture sexually active women as young teens who perhaps they think should not be sexually active. But contraception is used by women of all ages.
In fact, she recommends women stay on birth control all the way through menopause, like her patient, who got her IUD replaced in less time than it took to tell this story.
And then we cut the string. And that was the whole thing.
Lisa Hagen, WABE News.